This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
Վերջին տարիներին Հայաստանի Հանրապետության դեմ Ադրբեջանի
Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan, in an address to the nation on Sunday, saying Armenia is ready to accept all ethnic Armenian compatriots from Nagorno-Karabakh. The Armenian refugees began to leave Nagorno-Karabakh on Sunday for the first time since Azerbaijan launched an offensive designed to seize control of the breakaway territory and perhaps end the 30-year-old conflict. This week's lightning operation could mark the historic geopolitical shift, with Azerbaijan victorious over the separatists in Armenia, now publicly distancing itself from its traditional ally, Russia. Climate activists of the Last Generation protest movement attempted to disrupt the Berlin Marathon on Sunday, spraying orange paint onto the track within sight of the start line 2 minutes before the go-ahead. At least 8 protesters were detained by police, according to video footage of the race. In a written statement, they apologized to the runners, but said the world is in a critical place. In Madrid, thousands of people protested against possible plans by acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to grant amnesty to Catalan separatists. Authorities estimate the size of the crowd at about 40,000. Sanchez, who came in second in an election in July, could stay in office if he wins the support of exiled former Catalonia leader whose party controls 7 seats in parliament. This is VOA News. At least 16 people were killed in a coal mine fire Sunday in southwest China's province. The fire broke out at the coal mine around 010 GMT, the city government there said in a notice on its website. The Biden administration is expected to soon announce that Israeli citizens will be allowed to travel to the United States without a U.S. visa. Here's more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
U.S. officials say the Department of Homeland Security will be announcing in the coming days that Israel is being admitted into the visa waiver program. The recommendation comes from the Secretary of State, despite ongoing U.S. concerns about the Israeli government treatment of Palestinian Americans. Under the waiver program, Israelis will be able to travel to the U.S. for business or leisure for up to 90 days without a visa simply by signing up under the electronic system for travel authorization. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A surge of migrants crossing into the United States across the border from Mexico and into the city of El Paso in the state of Texas, believed to be more than 2,000 people a day. They are seeking asylum, but El Paso's mayor says the volume of people is exceeding shelter capacity and straining their resources.
The city of El Paso only has so many resources, and we have come to what we look at a breaking point right now.
The crush of largely Venezuelan asylum seekers, part of a larger swell of immigrants who traveled dangerous routes on buses and cargo trains to Mexican border towns near San Diego, California, and the Texas cities of El Paso and Eagle Pass. Lesser told a news conference that El Paso plans to open a new shelter and on Saturday chartered 5 buses to take migrants to New York, Chicago, and Denver. President Joe Biden set to host leaders of Pacific Island nations with the aim of countering China's ever-growing influence, proffering goodies ranging from an American football experience to shiny new embassies. A summit of leaders from the 18-member Pacific Islands Forum will take place Monday and Tuesday, 1 year after the first meeting, which was also in Washington. Usher will head the Apple Music Super Bowl halftime show in Las Vegas. The NFL, Apple Music, and Rock Nation announced Sunday that Usher would lead the halftime festivities from the Allegiant Stadium on February 11th. The music megastar, who's won 8 Grammys, said he's always wanted to do the halftime show. Scott Walterman,